With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Hello. Thanks for joining us. Sun's not quite up yet. Oh, maybe it is, but it looks like it's going to be a nice sunny day.
Pretty bright over the bridge.
Is it?
On this side, yeah.
Yeah, over. Yeah, I guess I can see it on the tops of those buildings over there. But it looks like a blue sky, so that's good news. Oh, boy, the weather's been so delightful. Oh, I just noticed that the date is 022020.
What does that mean?
Just a bunch of zeros and twos.
All right.
That's all. Just happened to notice it. 20. Year of 2020. It's crazy. Oh, and actually, it's 02202020. Because 2020.
Right.
That one of those, yeah. I like dates like that. Be a good day to have a baby. Or mark some other occasion. Nicole's like, yeah, whatever you say, Sarah. Sure.
Have a baby.
You know.
It's fun.
It's good to have a fun date. Didn't you have, you were so close to, no, it wasn't. Maybe, when was she born? 18, right? So 08-18-18 would have been Hulk baby's birthday.
Except it was
19.
Right.
08-19-18. I was really pulling for the, you know, all the same numbers.
I was just pulling for health. Healthy.
Sure, I mean, healthy, that's important,
okay.
Too. Right. Oh, like a nice date in there. Maybe if you'd hoped a little harder. let's see here. Celebrity Trash brought to you by All Natural Stone. Visit one of their four Bay Area showrooms in Berkeley, Burlingame, San Jose, and Dublin!
Oh, they changed
no,
it
they
for
didn't
you.
Change it.
Oh, you just
changed it for me.
Them. All right, good job.
And online at naturalstone.com.
Naturalstone.com. They did my kitchen, and it came out unreal. And you can see that on my Instagram.
Right. And I think there's a whole gallery on RadioAlice.com, too, with like some before and afters and stuff.
They got it all. And they got people who can help you.
Yeah.
All Natural Stone. And Dublin.
And Dublin. And Dublin. Welcome, everyone, to our world where
right.
We amuse ourselves all morning.
Weirdest just, things will trip us up.
What we do. We're laughing our ass off. Everyone's like, why are they laughing? I don't know. Gareth Pursehouse.
I don't know him.
He's a murderer. He's the guy who murdered Drew Carey's ex-fiance.
Oh, okay.
Or he's accused of that anyway.
Allegedly.
Alleged murderer. Her name, Drew Carey's ex-fiance, is Dr. Amy Harwick. And he has been rearrested and charged with murder. They picked him up over the weekend, and he got out on bond. It was like a $2 million bail, and he somehow, you know, came up with the money to
wow.
get out. So they rearrested him, looks like, yesterday. Yesterday was Wednesday. So it's called a no-bail warrant. He was charged with one count each of murder and first-degree residential burglary with the special circumstance allegation of lying in wait. This is according to the L.A. County District Attorney. Gareth Pursehouse is now facing the death penalty or life in prison without the possibility of parole if convicted. The DA is saying they haven't decided whether or not to seek capital punishment.
Well, it's here in California. They don't even do that.
I know. There's people on death row, and we just don't kill any of them. Did we just vote to, like, get rid of that or something?
I don't know. I don't know what got through.
Yeah. It's just, it's so expensive to have people on death row. It's 10 times what it costs to just lock someone up and throw away the key. Dr. Amy was Harwick. She was a therapist. She was murdered this past weekend. Cops say that he attacked her, causing her to fall from a third-story balcony in her home in the Hollywood Hills. They dated years ago. She had filed for two restraining orders against him in 2011 and 2012, claiming that he attacked her multiple times and threw her out of a vehicle on the side of the freeway. Initially, he was arrested Saturday afternoon, but then he got out Tuesday after being held on that $2 million bail. They picked him up the very next day. So now he's back in custody. His arraignment is today. I actually have a picture of this guy. He's a good-looking. He's a white dude, brown hair, kind of slick back. You know, he looks like one of these guys that's trying to be famous or something. You know what I mean? Like, this looks like a headshot. That's Gareth Pursehouse. And then here's a picture of Drew with Amy. God, she's absolutely beautiful. Absolutely gorgeous and gone now. This guy murdered her.
I'd be curious to find out if this guy's, if this guy's someone who's done this to other women.
Stalked?
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, it sounds like he spent the last 10 years specifically stalking her.
Yeah.
It's just a nightmare. Another murder, this guy named Pop Smoke. He's a rapper.
Oh, can you play it? From New York with a boot and a two-door shut out the coupe.
Sweetheart. Are you waiting for me? No, I was listening to it.
You can hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That was on the air.
Can you plot that down, Nicole? Thank you. I was previewing it. I was like, why is everybody...
You started playing it, started listening to
that
it.
That could have been a problem.
No, it's not a problem. It's edited.
I thought you pulled it down.
I was previewing it and queuing it up, and I... Never mind.
Oh, well, here we go. That's horrible. But listen, rest in peace, buddy. This was not a robbery gone wrong, as was originally suspected. Vaughn, are you a fan of this guy? You're not either? Why? Because he mumbles? I don't like that mumble crap. A tragedy, 20 years old. All these guys are croaking at 20. Like, who was the guy who just OD'd on Cizerp? Wasn't he a 20-year-old, too?
I don't know that story.
The big name who just died 3 weeks ago at the airport. He got off the private plane and he...
Oh, well, he tried to hide his drugs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that wasn't Cizerp.
That was him taking everything. Like, everything on the plane. What was his name?
Juice WRLD.
Juice WRLD! I actually kind of like Juice WRLD. Mm-hmm. Wasn't he 20 as well? That's the age. Rockers is 27. Rappers, 20.
He was 21.
Oh, never mind. The rappers don't all fall into one age. This guy, though, they're calling it a targeted hit. TMZ is saying people have seen surveillance footage from outside the Hollywood Hills home where he was killed Wednesday morning. You see four men approach the home around 4:30 in the morning and sneak around the back. Couple minutes pass, and then three of the four walk back up the side of the home to the front, and the fourth walks in the back door. No camera was trained on it, and he comes out the front door. Multiple shots were fired inside the home, and they only struck... They're not saying how many people or who else might have been in the house, but the only one who was hit by bullets was Pop Smoke. He was rushed to Cedars-Sinai, where he was pronounced dead. At first, it seemed like it might have been a robbery because he posted a photo earlier in the day of a bunch of gifts, one of which had his home address on it.
I don't understand.
And then he posted another pic just a couple hours before the shooting of himself and some friend of his in the car, and the friend's holding an enormous amount of cash.
You're never asking to be killed, but there's ways you could do a better job protecting yourself.
Right, like not post your address. But these people did not take anything from the home. The guy walked in, shot him, walked out the front door. They're only there for a couple of minutes. And he does not appear to be carrying anything. They're saying it's doubtful he would have taken the time even to stuff stuff in his pocket. Pop Smoke was only 20, already making a name for himself in music. He had a song that was remixed by Nicki Minaj called Welcome to the Party. Is that the one you just played? And he was also on Travis Scott's Jack Boys. And I guess he had an album that charted in the Billboard 200. Recently.
Jack Boys?
Jack Boys was the Travis Scott project. Was that the one? Did he do a bunch of different songs featuring other people? Or is that just sort of the norm?
Everybody, yeah, he did that.
Now.
Travis Scott.
Let's see. Guy's name was Pop Smoke. That wasn't his real name. He was born Bashar Jackson.
Yeah.
He's from Brooklyn.
I don't see him featured on Jack Boys. On Travis Scott's, right?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Well, it's sad. 20 is way too young. Way 20 too or young. 21 or whatever he is, it's way too young to die.
In more, huh?
Gotti is the name of the song that he's on.
Oh.
On Jack Boys.
Well, rest in peace, Pop Smoke.
He's pretty bejeweled.
We never knew you. Yeah. We want to see another picture? A couple more. He looks, you know, he looks like a tough guy. Rapper. There's a Browns lineman by the name of Greg Robinson. Did you hear this story?
A Browns lineman, Greg Robinson. No, I have not heard this. Go.
He was just busted with 157 pounds of weed on him.
What?
Yep, he's looking at 20 years in prison.
In Cleveland?
Mm-mm. He was with an ex-NFL player, a 26-year-old by the name of Quan Bray.
I don't know that guy.
They were stopped at 7 p.m. on Monday. You know, it doesn't look like they were trying to enter or leave Mexico, but they're calling it a Border Patrol. A dog said, hey, guys, ruff, 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 guys, there's a... Ruff, ruff. They're driving a 2020 Chevy Tahoe. Robinson and Bray were not re-entering the country from Mexico. They were trying to get from Los Angeles to Louisiana and hit a checkpoint. So, I don't know, skimming along the bottom of the country, and they... So the agents performed a search.
Well, you'd go through Texas, right?
Yeah. Right.
I didn't go that way. When I crossed the country, I went up 15 to 80 and took 80 across. But
well, if you were going to Louisiana, you definitely would have gone south.
No, I understand,
so
but
I'm wondering if they headed south to San Diego and were sort of notching through that area. I mean, I don't know what checkpoint they could have hit, but anyway, they hit something, and there just happened to be a dog that was like, hey, my nose knows. Dogs and their damn noses.
That's a big bust.
Yeah. So they said, oh, hey, dog, what have you got there? And they located several vacuum-sealed black bags full of some kind of green leafy substance, which they tested. I don't know if they have, like, a special test for that. They can't just go, yes, dog, you're right. It came back positive for marijuana. They said they found 23 mason jars, a can sealing machine, an electronic scale, and $3,100 in cash. There was a third person in the SUV who was not charged during the stop. Both Robinson and Bray were pointing at that guy. That's the guy. It's his stuff. The guy's like, you pick me up 6 miles back, guys. I'm just making that part up.
Right.
But he was the only one not charged. They were like, it was him.
It wasn't me.
That's a bummer because it's legal in some states, including here in California.
Probably not in that quantity. What can you have here legally?
Oh,
is there a limit?
No, there's a limit for sure. I don't know enough about it.
Yeah, I don't know what 156 pounds of weed looks like.
But I guess you're right that, you know, the argument has been the taxes are so high that the black market is still thriving.
Mm-hmm.
Even here in California where it's legal.
It's very expensive to walk into a dispensary and buy it.
And you have to deal with certain things, like what kind of pesticides are you using?
Mm-hmm.
I remember that being a big article I read in Rolling Stone, actually.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's something you're smoking.
Yeah. You're inhaling that.
Right. So it's a big deal.
These guys are... Oh, by the way, while they had them in custody, I guess one of their phones was up. And a text came up and it said, the contact was Grow House Indoor.
Oh,
and they're like, what's that? What's this all about?
Yikes.
They're looking at 20 years in prison. 20 years. They were teammates at Auburn. Bray was a wide receiver. He played a few seasons with the Colts. And Cleveland Brown lineman Greg Robinson. Number 2 overall pick in the 2014 NFL draft.
Yeah, he's made some money then. So that's...
Yep.
He was looking to expand his fortune, and now he's looking at jail time.
His life just took a turn.
No good.
So recently, we've heard about some stuff getting filmed here, and one of the things is the Matrix 4 or whatever it is, the Project Ice Cream, whatever.
Did you guys... I think we may have been off that day, but apparently they filmed an incredible stunt, and a lot of people saw this guy.
And was it Keanu?
It wasn't. No, the stunt was a stuntman, but it was about, like, it was viewable by the general public, and it was one of those falls.
Oh.
One of those things where you're like,
because there's actually another film shooting here as well, another big film. And so I'm wondering if we're getting the two filming sites mixed up, because it's Venom 2 and Woody Harrelson is in it.
In Venom 2.
Mm-hmm. And it's in downtown San Francisco. It's coming out in October, it says.
I didn't see the first Venom. Did you, Bryn?
I didn't see it either.
I did, yeah. It was based here as well.
And?
It was good. I liked it. It's, you know, it's superhero-y.
Uh-huh.
I don't like it as much as I like the Marvel movies, but it was worth
it. Oh, so it's not a Marvel movie.
I think it is a Marvel movie, isn't it? Oh, it could be DC. Let me
I don't know.
That. I got to come back.
I do know the parking lot. Man, have you seen the building that's going up right over here?
Yeah, yes. It's covering the bridge.
It's starting to completely overtake the skyline from this direction. Anyway, the parking lot on the other side of that is filled with movie trucks and
like
gear.
Like they rented the whole lot.
Right. It's theirs. They fenced it off, as a matter of fact.
Well, I mean, that could be the Matrix. It could, maybe even the Matrix and Venom 2 are sharing the lot. Who the hell knows?
Maybe, but they're out there. When I drive by at whatever time it is, they're already out there.
So Woody is playing a villain in Venom 2 called Carnage. And
it is a Marvel movie. Marvel.
Carnage sounds cool.
Yeah, that's a Marvel movie. And then what is The Matrix? That's not a Marvel movie.
Oh, no. That's probably
a totally different studio. Yeah.
Is this Woody in a wig?
That's Woody in
a wig?
Some kind of wig or some kind of, I don't know, a nice car. It's like a Mustang.
You know, it bothered me, the wig he wore in Hunger Games. It didn't work.
It's dumb.
It didn't work at all.
He was Haymitch.
Yeah. It didn't work. Thing. Did it work for you?
No. There was a lot of things that didn't work for me about that movie. I liked the first one. I thought it was fine, but I really thought The Hunger Games were better as books.
Agreed.
It's always the way, though, isn't it? Anyway, so I guess they were out on O'Farrell.
O'Farrell.
The project is codenamed Fillmore. So we've got Project Ice Cream and Fillmore shooting here in town right now.
All right.
And they're really Matrix 4 and Venom 2. So that's what's happening in your city. Oh, God. And I'll just throw this in. What the hell? Everyone's just trying to reboot everything. Back to the Future?
No.
How about if it's a play instead of a movie?
Well, that's easy for me to miss.
Okay. you do what you can to miss that, and I'll just let you know that they're working on that. That is
Back to the Future
back
play.
Back to the Future as a play.
All right.
Yep. Who knows? Something.
Yeah.
Well, like, sure, it'll be awesome.
How are they going to make the hoverboards happen, you know? And
they would just, you know, strings. They have all kinds of stage tricks.
Yeah.
Don't you know anything about the stage? All right, what's coming up, Ben?
Will a moldy burger make you want one? After these.
Okay.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.